We're doing a little bit of investigation into this. Look, I don't know anything about plants. My only experience with plants through my stepdad's like of them, and I'll pick up some knowledge from conversations with him a little bit. But that's generally what demographic I was associating with plant loving. And then all of a sudden, apparently there's this sort of, you know, these real big events happening regarding plants, and they go nuts, like real designer pots, jungle tunes, style inspiration. What do those things even mean? Apparently that's where all the appeal is coming from with these things. And some people say it's peak hipster in, it's been described that way. And I mean, what are there people here for the gardening? Are they there to party? What's going on? What are all your friends? Because all apparently it's mad popular. All your friends are probably doing it. So Benedict Brooke has been spending a bit of time at these warehouse party nursery things and joins you on the line now. Benedict, hey, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, so there was one of these on Saturday. I mean, I don't know, have I even described what happens properly? Like, what would you, how would you describe it in like a sentence, this plant obsession kind of thing?
Well, I'd describe the event as a obnoxious garden centre.
Yeah.
That'd be the way I would describe it. But the way they describe it, it makes it sound like it's essentially an illegal rave with some pot plants added in.
Right. So these are popping up all over Sydney. I know one of the, is there like, there's a company, is it Rumble in the Jungle? Are they the name of the company, or is that what the events are?
This type of event appears to be something kind of new. It's come from Melbourne, as you might be not entirely surprised by. Yes, it's called Jungle Collective, and the idea is that they advertise it on social media. You get tickets, they're free tickets, but you have to have a ticket. It's a ticketed event, and then it's a secret location. So it gives this kind of aura of being this kind of underground kind of thing that only the people in the know can go to, but when you get there, it's a garden centre, basically.
And so you're doing all this to buy plants?
I know, I do not understand. This is, I mean, I wrote the article for news.com just because it seemed like the most preposterous, peak hipster thing ever, this kind of underground event that if you're really successful at it, you'll end up with a creeper or a hanging basket. It just seems like taking the most mundane thing and turning it into this kind of slightly, preposterous kind of underground event.
Yeah, well, when you went along, was it pretty jam-packed? Like, what was it, what were the people, what do they look like? What was the crowd doing? How do you describe this underground world?
Well, I mean, in the end of the day, it couldn't possibly live up to the expectations that it had set itself. Now, I went yesterday, it'd been going since Saturday, so maybe I got the tail end. I mean, that was the only time you could get tickets. You couldn't get tickets for Saturday or early on Sunday morning. It was an industrial estate. It was next to a rock climbing centre. It was a big room full of plants. Now, there were some exposed light bulbs, like every good small bar has. There was some Pulp Fiction music playing. So it kind of ticked a few kind of obvious boxes to make it hit. But in the end of the day, it was a room full of plants. And the thing was, look, they were actually really expensive, It wasn't like this was some kind of thing where you're getting anything particularly cheap. I'm not in the garden business. Maybe they were the right price. But to me, it just seemed like a lot of people were spending a lot of money and going to a lot of effort when they could have just gone to Bunnings.
Right. So do you feel like there's almost this moth and light bulb situation going on where if you hype something up and you're like, you're going to get FOMO. She probably wouldn't be in that voice, I don't think. But like, if you're going to get FOMO, if you miss out on this, you've got to check it out. It's exclusive. It's niche. No one else has these plants. If you sell anything in that sort of form, you're going to get people drawn in just because they don't want to miss out.
I think you're entirely right. And look, in a way, I'm kind of like, I think these people are called Rumble in the Jungle. Hats off to them. They've taken something, which is essentially a garden centre, and they've given it this kind of veneer of being something which, if you miss out on, your garden or your balcony or your, kitchen, is going to, regret it for years. And I think everybody puts it on social media, everybody's going to it. You don't want to be the last person to go to this event. So it creates this kind of effect that everybody feels like they have to go down to it.
Yeah. Well, look, let's get a little trend report before I let you go. In your opinion, you've seen it and you've covered it. Are plants on the up? Is this the new, I don't know, like deconstructed latte or whatever the things that are going? Is this going to be going hard in a year's time, do you think? Or is it just a little, you know?
Well, look, if it encourages people to buy plants, then, look, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, the sad thing I thought was I left without buying anything. I went two blocks down the road. I went into an actual garden centre where there was a family who were running this great garden centre, good prices, but nobody was there because it was just a garden centre, which I think is pretty sad, really. But look, I think the thing is, the problem with anything like this kind of warehouse pot plant sale is that people get bored of these things quite quickly. It's like the newest small bar on the street. Everyone queues up to go there, and then once the next small bar opens or the next cool vegan restaurant, that's what everybody goes to instead. So I think this light will shine brightly, but I fear it will shine quite briefly.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. It's you know what? You've got me interested. Maybe I need to get a plant for my house. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just another moth. But hey, Benedict, thank you so much for lifting the lid and exposing us to the world of warehouse plant bonanzas. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
There you go. Benedict Brook, he's a journalist with news.com.au, went headfirst into this plant world. And, man, I don't know. Like, I think the word hipster has been redundant for a very long time, and I'd be very wary calling it a hipster thing. I reckon it's just hype, you know? Like, make anything sound exclusive and people want to do it.